This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An initiative to legalize psychedelic mushrooms is close to making the statewide ballot. The Secretary of State's office is verifying petitions turned in by proponents. With enough signatures, the decision will be up to voters in November. Organizer Kevin Matthews says the measure would decriminalize growing and possession of psilocybin mushrooms for people over 21.
Frankly, we believe that no person deserves to face incarceration or heavy fines for simply trying to heal using these medicines.
It also sets a program to license businesses and healthcare facilities where trained facilitators would administer mushrooms. The measure would not allow for retail sales. The delivery services DoorDash and Instacart are behind a ballot measure to legalize alcohol delivery by third parties in Colorado. CPR's Will Cornelius has more.
People who support allowing a third party to deliver alcohol in Colorado are gathering signatures for a ballot initiative. DoorDash and Instacart have both committed $400,000 to support the ballot initiative. Currently, liquor stores are allowed to offer their own delivery services, but cannot use third parties for delivery. A representative for DoorDash and Instacart says third-party alcohol delivery will give Coloradans more choice and convenience. 28 other states already allow third-party alcohol deliveries. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
Cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy have joined a lawsuit challenging the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate that includes 24 plaintiffs from active duty and other academies.